The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss ways to increase sales with live streaming. Joining us is Frost Lee, who is the founder and CEO of Social Chat, which provides the social commerce solution to e-commerce stores, giving brands the ability to run live stream shopping, simulating the in-person shopping experiences for their customers. And today, Frost and I are going to discuss how to use live streaming to drive revenue. All right, here's the first part of my conversation with Frost Lee, the founder and CEO of Social Chat. Frost, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben. I'm excited to talk about live shopping as always.
I'm really excited to hear about this. You know, back in the day, this is a million years ago, eBay, where I worked, bought the telecommunications platform Skype. And I'm not exactly sure why eBay bought Skype, and I don't think eBay knew why eBay was buying Skype, but they got together and they decided to figure out ways that the two companies could work together. What does e-commerce have to do with communications? And I, at the time, was managing the messenger chat bots for eBay, and so I was pulled into some of these meetings to try to imagine what social commerce would look like for eBay. And I came up with this beautiful deck and had a designer draw how, like, you could share products across the platform. And it was a piece of art. I loved it. I thought it was a great strategy. And eventually everybody said, no, we're not going to do what you want us to do. But moral of the story is I had this idea for social chat like 10, 15 years ago, how you can live stream and communicate and talk and share products. And the world wasn't ready for it. So tell me where we are today. What does social commerce look like? And how are people using live streaming to share products?
Thanks for the story, Ben. I really, really appreciate that. I can say eBay token is huge by not executing your project. So nowadays, it's really crazy. More than 30% of the advertisement or marketing by e-commerce nowadays are video-driven rather than image-driven. And live shopping content is just increasing like month over month. So if you actually chime into one of the biggest giant, we always like to look at what are the leading brands doing, like Nike. They actually have all their brand ambassadors doing all these live shows on them almost every week. And last year, I believe they spent more than $3 billion alone on this kind of influencer content out there.
That's really interesting. I think about video as it relates to e-commerce, and my head goes to, okay, YouTube is a great commerce platform. And I think of what Amazon has done, making it so each vendor basically has a video showing the use of the product. But I don't really think about live streaming. So tell me why live streaming is so effective at selling products.
I think the key component is, one, you give people a feeling of they are just as shopping in the store when not seeing you demo. And that is very engaging. They get to interact with you in real time. They get to see the demo. And they have this sense of this session is time boxed. They have to make a purchase decision basically during this time. So that basically make, number one, the conversion much higher for the brands. Number two, the conversation way more effective because people want to basically decide what is good for them within 20 or 30 minutes.
That sounds very old school to me, where I'm thinking of QVC, where it used to be you turn on the television and you'd see a product that was being sold and they'd say how many units they had left, who God knows whether those were the right number of units, but you only had 30 minutes to buy the last 5 remaining code knives or whatever it was. And there's a sense of time pressure and immediacy and urgency to being able to get a product. So is the thing that makes live streaming such an important channel for e-commerce that fear of loss, that impulse factor?
There's a huge difference nowadays versus back in the day. Number one, when you turn on the TV, you don't really get to choose what content you are engaging with. But nowadays, you are really choosing, okay, what stations I'm interested. There's all these recommendation factors to show you what might be beneficial for you or interesting to you. So you choose the content. Two, as the demo continuously going and you are having this interactive conversation going on, it just makes you very easy to decide. So rather than a time pressure, I would say more like instead of researching and reading all these blog posts in the product spec, which is not that interesting and can be time consuming, it makes sense for me to just get all my questions answered, see the demo, hear what other people are also talking about, right? When you watch the TV, it's only the brand. But when I do social shopping, you are also seeing other shoppers. What are their questions? What are their use experiences? And their thoughts around it. So you can easily just make your decision like right there. To me, it's more like efficiency rather than pressure.
Time for a 1-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Urgency instead of pressure. That's definitely one of the things that I think about when it comes to that old school TV-based shopping. There's also a different format of digital conversions, right? You can actually be watching the video and decide to click while you're still in the experience. Talk to me about what the experience is when you're live streaming in e-commerce.
So they say I'm a customer. I just discovered this new brand and I'm curious if this is the right product for me. They say skincare. So I signed up for one of the live sessions to learn more about, okay, what would be the regimen like if I were switching to this brand? And throughout the process, I learned, for example, I now use, say, vitamin C. Would it work well with this new product? What is it redesigned for in terms of the skin type? And I see the demo, if I were to combine it with others, like how should I layer it? How do I do it? And at the end, hearing out other people talking about their experiences using other products with this, or how are they thinking around it, like helps me to very quickly gather my thoughts. Okay, is this the right product for me? And the most important thing is as the person is demoing, all the product the person mentioned will just show up right there. So I don't have to be distracted. Like you said, I don't have to pull out my phone and search for the product name or like opening a new browser window, I can just click add to cart. Anything like other users mentioned about, I can just do one click and then it shows the details of the product and I can just also add to the cart. And after the entire session ended, I can decide what I want to check out, completely not getting distracted when I'm fully engaging with those sessions and educational content.
So I guess the last question I have for you is when you're thinking about selling your products and you're thinking about, well, live streaming sounds like a great way to demo the product in real time, there's some cost associated with running a successful live stream. I mean, you're not exactly setting up your own TV station, but you do need to think about not only the platform, the technology, the tools, the hardware. What goes into setting up a successful live stream when it comes to e-commerce?
Actually, Ben, after I've been working on this with different brand partners, they told me their cost actually went down after they started doing live, because comparing with you shoot really highly edited and beautiful videos in studios, which is very expensive. For live, you really just need a really good camera, a good microphone. You can even just sit in your living room and genuinely talking with your customers because it's so interactive, it's so real time. Customers are not expecting all these, like, these beautiful shots and all this post-production. So for them, it's really just the genuine touch, increase all the conversion, and the cost and preparation is actually less in terms of time and the budget.
It's counterintuitive, but it does make sense that you do less editing when you are live streaming. And so that cuts down on your video costs. It's a brand new world. We're not just thinking about second screen. How do we do TV advertising? How do we show our products? We're actually using those videos now to drive conversions and drive sales in real time, which is a fascinating new way to think about interactivity when it comes to e-commerce. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Frost Lee, the founder and CEO of Social Chat, for joining us. In part two of this interview, which we'll publish tomorrow, Frost and I are going to talk about what is interactive marketing. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Frost, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact her on Twitter, where her handle is at Frost. Get that, at F-R-O-S-T. Or you could visit her company's website, which is socialchat.ai. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.